Laughlines is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Laughlines, a show that combines very funny people with my very serious gambling addiction. We're going to discuss and dissect pop culture through the perverted, depraved, sinful lens of gambling. And joining me now, my co-host, also co-host of Megan Fun of Sports and backstage correspondent on Friday Night SmackDown, Northwestern's favorite nutty daughter, Megan Conley. What's happening, Megan?
Oh, I love how you added the Northwestern's favorite nutty daughter, because
that was in the yearbook. I didn't make that up. That was actually
It is actually in class of 2016 Northwestern yearbook. It is me. Big week for my cats. Unfortunately, the run is over, but I'm okay with it. So
yes, well, yeah. I mean, so you're So like you said, the Wildcats are out of the tournament. You are obsessed with March Madness, right? You
love. I love it.
It's a lot of fun. I had I held this contest on extrapoints.com. I said, everybody fill out a bracket. $1,000 goes to the top scorer. If you're perfect through the Sunday games, which didn't seem like it was asking a lot, to be honest, through the Sunday games of the first week, that I will pay your rent slash mortgage for a year. And then you texted me like, oh, my Nana has a mortgage, but I'm renting, so maybe you could pay this. And I'm like, you're not going to win. Don't worry about it. And you said, no, somebody could win this. I said, no, they won't. Nobody's winning. And I was right. Almost 700 entries. And the best first round score, Megan, was 27 out of 32.
And I heard it was our very own Mikey Meatballs, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
He was, I think Joel is in first, and then Michael is, I think Joel was second or somewhere in there out of the first Friday. But even if you take away the upsets, the first round upsets, Purdue and Arizona, that's 29 out of 32. No one's going to do this. I told you.
It is. I mean, this is what makes March Madness great, though, is that any team can beat anyone. Just picking which team is going to make the upset. And I didn't do that right. So maybe next year you'll pay my mortgage.
Can I tell you something sick about me?
Let's hear it.
And I was bummed when I saw that nobody had done it through Thursday night. I need a little bit of a sweat. I'm not saying Sunday last game comes down to it, but at least midday Saturday, I would want to have someone perfect so that I could, right? I mean, that's how I sweat. I don't work out. I'm not running 14, 17 miles a day like you. I sweat through these games, and I didn't get that sweat. So what do I do next year? Do I make it just pick the first six games, right? I don't know what to do.
I think to what Babyface Joel Solomon brought up on the podcast, if you have like one side or one portion of the bracket correct, maybe you pay a mortgage then.
All right.
Just think about it. Also consult with your wife before you just offer to pay people's mortgages, because we got some big, big buck listeners over here.
Yeah, she's so conservative when it comes to me giving up our house or, you know, me paying mortgages. But anyway, all right. So let's bring in our guest, though. It's been too long.
Your very first bet with Caesars Sportsbook, it's on Caesars. Just sign up with promo code OMAHAFULL, OMAHAFULL. Then place your first bet. If you win, great. You keep your winnings. But if your first bet loses, you'll receive your stake back as a bonus bet.
If you have a gambling problem, in Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed to Horseshoe, Bossier, City, and Harris, New Orleans. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harris, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, which is 1-800-426-2537, or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369.
All right, our guest today, Megan, is a comedian who's written for The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and Inside Job on Netflix. But honestly, with his birth given name, he really, really should be a defensive tackle from Georgia and a top NFL prospect. Let's bring him in. Chase Mitchell is here. What's happening, Chase?
Not too much. I was a defensive end, actually.
Oh, you were? Okay.
For my high school team. I wasn't good. I wasn't tall, which is supposed to be one of the things that you have to be for a defensive end. But I tried really hard.
I think the name should have carried you, honestly. Really, I mean, He Hate Me wasn't very good, but he lived off his name and made $30,000 or $40,000 playing football. That's a good NFL name, right, Megan? Chase Mitchell?
Yeah, Chase is a great linebacker name. So I think your parents had that in mind when they decided to name you that. And they probably had SEC aspirations, but listen, you played high school, the best you could do.
You did your best.
I did go to Auburn, but couldn't walk on. They wouldn't let me. I was drunk at the time. They wouldn't let me walk on.
You probably have eligibility, and now with the NIL deals, forget it. All bets are off. All bets are on, Chase. This is a gambling show, sort of. And now, is it true? Give us your biggest gambling story. Babyface Joel Solomon was saying it came when you were very young.
Yeah, so there was one time where, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't think it exists anymore, but there was a cruise line called the Big Red Boat. And
I went on it. I've been on the Big Red Boat. It was like through Warner Brothers. It was Disney Cruise, but the Looney Tunes edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it chewing gum sponsored? What is it, really?
Yeah, so they had, so we did like a week long cruise, and there was one night where I'm pretty sure that my parents wanted to get rid of me and my brother so that they could hook up. And so we went and played bingo, and and we won. We hit it big. We won like $900, and it was the end of the week, so it was the end of like the cruise had been like the kind of, I don't know if this is true for all cruises or if it was just for the Big Red Boat, but they had like a jackpot that was rolling like the entire week, and this was like the end of the week jackpot. So when we won, it was like a huge deal, and I remember we were running down like the corridors of the cruise ship to celebrate our winnings. We probably interrupted our parents, we ended up just blowing all that money out.
Did you say how much you won?
It was like $800 or $900. It was that's actually, looking back on it now, that's sad. If that's what end of the week cruise ship nugget is. But and then we blew it all on toys and like collectible pins and stuff. It was gone in like 3 days.
So when you won, did they have to get your parents, or were they like, where are these children's parents? We need permission to make sure that they can, one, play and two, accept the money.
Nobody cared. Oh, I don't know if that's a Big Red Boat thing or if that's
Big Red Boat. So stupid.
I remember when we arrived at the docking station for the Big Red Boat, it was right when the Disney cruise first became a thing. And so the Disney cruise boat was massive. And my sister and I were like, Mom, is that what we're going on? And she was like, no, it's the small boat three over. And we were like, dingy. Oh,
it's a small boat that's called a big boat.
Is it even red? Or is the whole thing a lie?
It was all a lie, man.
I got you.
Sal, it was a blue boat.
It was a small blue boat.
With you. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But luckily, your little brother was conceived on that trip, right? And I think they named him Bingo, right? Bingo was his name? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm trying to put a pin in this. All right. Well, listen, here we go. So you are a gambler. You have a problem. That's great. Because your parents couldn't keep their hands off themselves or each other.
That was my first taste of it. And
yes.
Yeah.
Megan, did you have that same problem?
I've been stuck since.
With your parents on the cruise or no?
They put us in like the childcare service and went off and did their thing for the week. So maybe they were hooking up the whole time too. Okay. Who knows?
There you go. Yeah. Lots of babies conceived.
People probably just went to the Big Red Boat to hook up, now that I'm thinking about it.
That's right. It's a euphemism. All right. It's time to get serious. Here's the game. We're going to take three made up propositions. We are going to assign them odds like a real Vegas sports book would do. And then we're going to use that as a launching point to discuss various topics. It's very easy. It's very stupid. Then we're going to play Cami over under, which is even stupider, if you could believe that. Now, everyone's excited. Succession returns this Sunday, March 26th. And it got us thinking, which dysfunctional television family would you want to adopt you? Would it be the Roy family, even odds? The Lannister family, 3-1 odds? The Sopranos, 7-1 odds? or the Simpsons at 10-1 odds, or you could take the field chase at -160. Which dysfunctional TV family? I want to name yours.
I think I'd have to go with the Lannisters, although I don't think I'd be the most popular sibling among them because I'm not blonde. But you know, they did have some success all the way through that show. So yeah, I think that's the one that I have to go with.
Yeah. I would like the Lannisters. They pay their debts, which I think is important for a gambler, especially. But I'm not into the having sex with my, I like my sister. I don't want to have sex with her. I'm sorry. I'm just not feeling it, Megan. I'm just not. Who do you take?
I would not go with the Roy family. Way too stressful. You don't even know which day of the week that you're in the family or you're out of the family. The Soprano, I'm going to stay away from. I really thought about going with the Cohen family from the OC. I don't think that they're dysfunctional enough, though. But Sandy Cohen is the best TV dad in all of TV dads that have ever existed, and I will stand by that. His child went to Northwestern when I was there, and I was so excited to get a little quick glimpse at Peter Gallagher, but I have to stick with my roots. I'm going to go with the field. I'm taking the Gallagher family from Shameless. I think it's a natural fit. I'm an Irish girl. It's a total mess there all the time. I don't think it's too far off from maybe not my immediate family, but like the way my mother was raised. Going with the Gallaghers.
Interesting. Now, with the Gallaghers, would they make it happen on the big red boat, you think? I'm not sure.
I think they would probably drink too much and pass out before it happened.
I see. Okay. Well, there's a Megan, lot of good options. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you went right to my heart going with the Coens. That's I was literally just tweeting about Adam Brody yesterday. I'm a huge OC head, so... That was
everybody yeah. was tweeting about Adam Brody yesterday. get in line.
Well, he's in Shazam 2, which everybody's seeing. You know, it's a huge hit. everybody loves it.
There you go. The thing about this question is technically I'm already part of a dysfunctional TV family with my cousin Jimmy and my aunt Chippy and so many others. But all right, well, tough choices. I was inclined to say the Sopranos. I was going to say the Sopranos, but... the cousin in The Sopranos, it didn't fare well. Tony Blondito gets killed by Tony Soprano. Christopher gets murdered by Tony Soprano. So I'm going to skip on The Sopranos. The Roy family, your biggest concern is being in and out of the will, right?
Yes.
But whereas The Sopranos, you get murdered. The Simpsons isn't bad, except you're a cartoon. But then on the plus side, you don't age, right?
You have, so to, no need you have to have jaundice as well. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I can do that. Although maybe the Burns family is best for, even for that cartoon. But I'm going to take the field. There are other good options. The Bunkers, the Huxtables. You have a doctor and a lawyer in a family. The Kardashians. You get a lot of cool brother-in-laws I'd have. But I'm going with the Bird family, Marty and Wendy from Ozark. What other family owns their own casino? They have a high-rise in Chicago. They have a timeshare in Mexico. Marty is very patient, if you've seen it. Very, very patient. I don't feel like I would be able to screw up there. And a true story, Jason Bateman was at a Super Bowl party I was at this year. He won the squares pool and then immediately laundered the winnings so that the cartel couldn't get their hands on it. So good job by him. I'm going to pick the Bird family.
What I love about the Bird family is how no matter what happens, breakfast is always so important. Every morning they sit down and have breakfast, no matter what else is going on.
They do eat together. Yeah, it's weird.
Also, for a gambler, this is a, you know, spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen it, but they win in the end. So, you know.
They do. Wait, is it the end?
You take the house. Yeah.
Now I can't remember. Yeah, they do win in the end. Yeah, yeah. It was a stupid ending. I wish it was a better ending. All right, Babyface, what's the ending to this question? What do people on Twitter vote for?
All right. In fourth place, not everyone into incest, the Lannister family with 8%. In third place, we have 27%, the Soprano family. And then this was close, your runner-up with 32%, the Simpsons. And your winner for dysfunctional family would want to adopt you, the Roy family, with 33%.
Wow. Off with that answer, Joel. Come on. Wow, that really, but the Roys have been around for like 4 years, the Simpsons 40, but they prevail. All right. I'm looking forward to that. So it might have already happened, but Donald Trump, I don't know if you guys heard this, is expected to be arrested this week. It probably happened by the time I read this. But got me thinking, if you could share a jail cell with one politician, past or present, who would you choose? Is it Barack Obama, 3-1 odds? Arnold Schwarzenegger, oh, the governor of California, 7-1 odds. AOC, 35-1 odds. Or DT45 himself, Donald Trump, 100-1 odds. Or you can take the field at -360. Chase, what you got?
I was going to say Jimmy Carter, because I think that he could like build you something nice within the jail cell. But I'm going to go with Schwarzenegger because he could bust you out. Right. I think that he's, I think if you're in there with him, I think that he's, I think he's going to bend those bars.
Yes.
I think pick up basketball in jail would be good with him too, right? He would just dominate pick up basketball in jail.
In the actual cell? Oh, you mean outside, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Schwarzenegger basketball?
Well, I don't know. He's probably more athletic than most people in jail, wouldn't you think?
That's true. Yeah. As far as politicians go, I'm sure. Well, Kevin Johnson actually ran for something. What was he, Babyface? Was he a senator or something?
And mayor of Sacramento. Kevin
Mayor Johnson. Of Sacramento, right. I thought he had a position in Phoenix. Well, there's been a few, right?
But Obama has a good
game. Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah, he's had some walk-off shots. All right, Megan Connolly, what do you say?
This is tough looking at our options here. I honestly did consider Trump for a second because, Sal, you and I talked about this yesterday. I wish he would go away, but he is kind of funny. Like, I think he would make me laugh while we were in the jail cell.
Damn funny.
Just a tiny little bit. But I did some research for this question, a little show prep. I don't want to brag about it. But I'm going to go with Mr. President James K. Polk. He was the president from 1845 to 1849. And get this, when Polk was a teenager, he had surgery to remove bladder stones with no anesthesia. All he had was brandy. That tells me this guy is a good time.
That's what that tells you.
I mean, listen, if you can just get drunk enough to the point where you're like, go ahead, remove my kidney stones, I think right. That says a lot about you.
You just want to get drunk on brandy with James K. Polk. I know.
He's probably going to make some really good toilet wine.
Yeah, so. That's right. Well, that's a good point. I like that. Okay, you did your research there, Conley. Yeah, I mean, this is a tricky question because even if you hate Obama or Trump, you could go with them because you'd have a captive audience, literally, and they'd have to listen to you unload on them. I like Chase's pick of Schwarzenegger. He could bend the bars in his prime. John Adams had the highest IQ I saw, and he might dish on Alexander Hamilton and actually figure out a way to break out. But I'm going to go with someone more current, Congressman from New York, George Santos. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but if he just sits there and tells you stories about himself, and they are stories, they're all made up. Here are the things that he's lied about. He lied that he graduated from Baruch College, that he worked on Wall Street, that he founded an animal charity, that he had a mother who died in 9/11. He had an employee who died in the Pulse shooting. He said he was Jewish. He claimed to have appeared on Hannah Montana. He was a Broadway producer. He was a grandmother of a Holocaust victim. He was a star volleyball player in college. He's half black. And I think he also claimed he had a perfect NCAA bracket and that I have to pay his mortgage, something like that. But anyway, story after story, I wouldn't even need a prison library card. Instead, just unbelievable tales over and over. The only problem is I'd eventually have to strangle him to death, I think, and my sentence would be extended. So, Joel, I don't know how many people are saying George Santos and the field, but what's Twitter say?
Sal, no one. It was just you. not even George Santos would want to stay with himself. In fourth place, 10%, Donald Trump. He's not winning this election. In third place, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 26%. In second place, your runner-up, 29%, Barack Obama. And in first place, the person, political past or present, you'd want to share a jail cell with, 35% AOC. You are some sickos out there.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's just my idiot male fans or whatever followers say.
Oh, wait, I just got an update. I got to get a woman. Trump is denying those results
Did I? Oh, really? Oh, he wants to recount. Okay. All right.
All right. I will recount these now. Anthony Weiner is your new winner. Anthony Weiner.
Come on. Stop the steal, Joel. We got to get a recount here. All right. Lastly, oh, Cocaine Bear. Big. Have you seen this movie? Anybody? Any of you two?
I would love to. It looks ridiculous. I love that it says it's based on a true story. You're like,
What's stopping you, Megan? What's stopping you from seeing it? I have seen it. I will say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a crazy movie. It's kind of the real Cocaine Bear. I think it was in Georgia, and which is where I'm from.
This is a true story.
Well, so it's like so. Like Megan was saying, like it's like theoretically based on a true story, but it's not really. It's a bear took a lot of cocaine that fell out of a plane, and then he died immediately. And this movie is more supposing, like, oh, what would happen if he like stayed alive for a while and ate some people? Okay. Yeah.
Oh wow! So there's a real plot to it. All right, yeah, Megan, you're coming out this weekend. Maybe we all go see Cocaine Bear. I think that's got to be on the agenda. But anyway, it got us thinking: which current actor would offer the best portrayal as the Cocaine Bear? Is it Johnny Depp 3-1 odds, Dwayne The Rock Johnson 7-1 odds, Aubrey Plaza 50-1 odds, or Clint Eastwood? Might be a little old for this, 151 odds, or you can go Field -250. All right, Chase, you've seen this movie. So you have a better grasp what we're looking at here.
Well, I think, well, like Johnny Depp is like the obvious choice because he pretty much is a cocaine bear in real life. But I think that Aubrey Plaza is kind of like a fun choice. I think that she's she brings that odd vibe that you can't quite put your finger on.
As a cocaine bear, yeah. All right.
Yeah. You have no idea what she's gonna do.
You're right.
You think she would start snorting coke like in real life just to prepare for the role?
It's a good question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she would have to. I think that's a must, a prerequisite. All right, Megan, what do you think?
Well, someone who already knows plenty about cocaine is Gary Busey, and I'm taking him as my pick. He is a born again Christian, so I think it might be tough for him to get back into character. But if anybody can play a cocaine bear, I think it is Gary Busey. And I also learned today that his nephew lives in Orlando, where I live, and he attends a lot of Magic games, has a giant mansion in Central Florida, and they call it the Sausage Palace. And he lets people come there for like sexual parties that they
have. Wait a minute. Is that right?
Yes, it's look it up. It's creepy. I found it on Google this morning. I was a little weird about. But anyways, Gary should be our guy.
Did Chase's parents end up there when the Big Red Crew stopped
Wait, hold on. There are sexual parties
in Central Florida. Tell me where these are. Right?
Interesting. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of good choices. Who played the bear in The Revenant? Because that was an incredible performance. Was that Daniel Day-Lewis? I think he was excellent in that. Now, Al Pacino, Scarface, used to doing cocaine. He could be good. Brendan Fraser, guy already transformed into a whale. So that would be nice. I could go the other way and pick my favorite bear of all time, William the Refrigerator Perry. He has the size, but maybe not the dexterity for it. But I'm going to go Field and say Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's an actress, right? I mean, none of this is real. This is all a sideshow. So I'm accounting her in the actor category. She's unhinged. She growls like a bear. She's scary. She's coked out of her mind. I think she could win an Oscar for this. Marjorie Taylor Greene, give me MTG. That's my pick. Joel, what's everyone going with?
It was a good choice, Al, but not our winner. In fourth place, Clint Eastwood, 15%. There's a lot of get off my lawn energy there. So that's cocaine bear-esque. In third place, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, 18%. Your runner-up with 30%, Johnny Depp, and America, your next cocaine, is 37%. Aubrey Plaza, congratulations.
Okay. That was kind of a joke. A joke choice, and both Chase and America bid on it. Wow, that surprised me. All right. It's time for the game that's sweeping the nation. Guessing the price of celebrities' greedy participation. It's Cammy over under.
Grab some money from a jar. Get a message from a star. The price is what we really wonder. It's Cammy.
Pretty great. If I could just listen to that song with who did I take? Marjorie Taylor Greene in jail over and over. I think my life. No, that's not who my jail cellmate was. I don't know.
I wish it was twice. I wish it was twice as long.
Really? Well, we're gonna play it again at the end. So then essentially, it will be twice as long. All right. So here's how this works. How's this work, Joel? Joel is gonna give us a name of someone who offers their services on Cameo. Our crack staff production crew has set an over-under on how much they charge, and we'll guess if that actual fee is over or under the amount they set. We're going to do this three times. No one really wins anything, but Megan leaves in a bad mood when she loses. She has never won. In the history of this game, she has never won. Can you believe this, Chase? You're not good at it. Sorry, Megan.
I think this is her time.
No. She's never going to.
You accused me of cheating last time.
That's true. I was wrong.
Until I lost. And then you're like, oh, I take it back.
I do take it back. Chase, are you on Cameo?
No. I'm years away from making it to there.
Oh, really?
Okay. I'm years away from being as famous as the guy who dropped chili on the floor on The Office, who is the most successful Cameo guy.
Is that right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there are some real winners on here. I don't know who they cooked up for us, but Joel, start us off. Cammy over under, who's our first subject.
Sal, very topical today. Adult film star. She went down on a president. Now she's looking to take down a president. Stormy Daniels.
Whoa, wow. What an intro there. Okay, Stormy Daniels. She is actually funny. Have you checked her Twitter account? She really is very funny. As funny as DT45 is, Megan, Stormy's really coming after him this week. She's a good follow, at least for the next
listen,
week.
Listen, I think she's got a whole writer's room.
Yeah, no kidding.
I heard she's got a whole writer's room everywhere working freelance. So
right. There you go. All right. So, Joel, give us a number. And
for Stormy Daniels, the line is set over under $275.
Wow. Okay. Chase, we'll let you go first. It's not 275, but it's over or under that amount.
I guess just based on the news, over.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me go with over.
I think she's
got a commanding presence and she's killing it on Twitter and she's, you know, yeah.
And she has to pay for her writer's room. So I also am going to take the over.
All right, man. I think you're both right. We often talk about how this is seasonal and somebody, you know, the leprechaun makes a lot, makes $5 when it's not St. Patrick's Day, but 50 when it is. This is her season, right? Whenever she get a former president incarcerated, maybe she was $130 3 weeks ago and 3 weeks from now. But I'm with you guys. I'm going over 275. Joel, give us the bad news.
So Stormy Daniels is expensive, but she's not that expensive.
Oh,
wow. $250. You should have gone with the under.
Oh, okay.
Wow. All right. What a deal.
Yeah, really. Now I feel like I should get this for all my friends. It was $30 less than I thought. All right. Who's the second subject, Joel?
All right. If you're familiar with the show Cobra Kai, the movie Karate Kid, you know Sensei John Kreese, actor Martin Cove. Sweep the leg.
Okay. Martin Cove. And the over-under for Martin?
$175 over-under Martin Cove.
Chase, you got a beat on this?
I'm going to go. I watch Cobra Kai. I think I'm going to go with under. I don't think he's commanding as much as Daniel-san. But yeah, so I'm going to go with under.
I hate when I don't nail the first one because it's like, you know, when you're in roulette, if you got red, then you're like, all right, we're staying red. But then you're chasing. So I'm chasing, but I am along with Chase, a play on words. The pun was not intended. I am also going under because he's a star, but he's not the top dog.
Okay. So I could make my move here, right? Because we all lost the first one. You're both under on the second one. So if I want to differentiate myself, or I can be behind going into the last one, it's Martin Cope. I wish I could remember, because I think we once did Daniel LaRusso. We did Macchio, and it was a couple hundred. And so now you're saying, Joel, what are you saying, 175?
Right. It would be, that's the line, 175.
All right. I think it's under. I think it's under. I just, it's going to be either 1-1 or 0-2, all of us going into the last one. What is it?
Sal, Cobra Kai never dies, but you guys do. He's over.
What?
99.
199? That's nuts. Come on.
Come on now.
All right. Literally, all we have to do is get, if all anybody has to do is get one right.
I don't get, yeah, I don't get skunked here often. I can't go 0-3. All right. Who's the third one? This is big.
Well, I'm not going to have to pay anyone's mortgage because you guys didn't go perfect here. So, all right. This is a good one. Lindsay Lohan, you know her from Mean Girls, Parent Trap. Sal, one of your favorites, Herbie Fully Loaded. Lindsay Lohan, over under $325.
Oh.
Man, whoever sets these lines is really good.
It's Brother Bri. It's our friend Brother Bri. And I hate him for it today because he's got us. He's got us beat. 325 is a good number. Chase?
I'm going to stay over because she's got that, like, listen, I watched her Christmas movie that she did for Netflix. She's on her way back up. I think she's over.
She's also pregnant. She just announced last week that she's with a child.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's new. It's very. I'm tapped into the Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
Parent Trap is my favorite movie.
She's cameoing for two.
Yes,
exactly. Another mouth to feed. That's a consideration, but you went over. So I think that information only, you know, it jibes with your pick. So,
I think she's 350. So I'm also going over.
Man.
And she's like one of the hottest gingers alive, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be. It's a very small crew, but yeah, I think she's gotta be one of them.
I don't know. Andy Dalton. Trying to think who else. There's a lot going on. Bonaducci. All right. Okay. So again, if I go over and we're over, we're going to have a tie. And we actually have to write down the number that we think Lindsay charges, or I could go under here and just take it from you both.
Just fade us both. You won't.
I'm going to do that. I'm doing it. I'm going under, Joel. Come on. 250, 275.
Give us the over.
Come on, don't say the number. If it's over, don't say the number because they have to have a tiebreaker. But if it's under, just let it ride.
In that case, Sal, I won't say the number because Lindsay Lohan is over.
Damn.
We go to a tiebreaker.
All right.
Here's my chance.
And you thought the World Baseball Classic was thrilling. Here we go.
All right. So the number is over 325. And Megan and Chase, you'll each write down. And I don't know if you have a note. Maybe you could write on your dog sternum or something, Chase. I'm not sure. But something you could present to the Zoom. And then that sucks. What did I do? Over 325.
Well, I mean, that's. She hasn't really been in she's still waiting on Mean Girls 2. So we got to do something until then.
Wait, do I
actually have to write? Can I do it on my phone?
You can do it on your phone as long as we could see it when you try.
Okay. Parent Trap is having like a renaissance here. Aunt Chessie was huge in the Abbott Elementary. Lindsay Lohan's coming back. Right. And then Chessie brought Meredith Blake to the Oscars or whatever award show it was.
Megan, instead of going into this nonsense, you should be reading the dog's face to see the dog is reacting to Chase's what he wrote down here. Maybe you could.
What was the line?
You shouldn't even be. It was 325. It's a number over 325.
All right. Megan's trying to get in his head. I like it.
Yeah.
Also, Megan,
the dog's also trying to get in my head.
She can't win, Chase. Don't let her win. This is, it's a great joke if she's shut out through like 7 or 8 weeks. Come on.
I feel like Megan was involved in a parent trap. She seems like the kind of person that would plan that.
I don't know what Chase is, a 3-digit number. I don't know why you're having so much trouble here.
Plan a parent trap, or is just like run into a sibling at summer camp one year?
Oh, interesting.
I'm just trying I'm mostly just trying to make sure the font is large enough that it comes across.
All right. You could also just announce it as Megan puts hers up. All right. All right, let's do this. Three. Right.
You could have said that at the beginning.
350. What do you have? 345.
Okay. 45. So yeah.
Everything over 347.50 is Chase. Everything under that is Megan Conley, who can't win. Remember, Joel, she can't win.
All right. Lindsay Lohan is $400.
Okay. Well, you lost, Megan. What
I thought
doing?
I won.
What did you have?
350. He had 345.
Oh, damn. I read it wrong. You're right.
I won. I am the winner.
No, it's my dog was distracting me. It's not fair.
Chase.
I want to recap. He's still doing it right now.
This stinks.
Just like Trump, you are denying these election results.
Megan, this makes up for the Northwestern game. You've won it back for them.
People are going to be talking about this. And I'm so glad it happened with Lindsay Lohan. Do you want me to give an acceptance speech? I have one written right here.
yeah. Do you? I bet you do. Oh. What a bummer. All right. So now we're 1-1 and the guest 1-1 for a season. Well,
wow.
I appreciate it, Chase. Thanks for coming. I needed you to come through there. But you're right. The dog, maybe we put that dog up for adoption.
Sorry, I tried. I know.
Yeah. I know. Well, good job by you.
Do you have anything to plug? Watch Inside Job on Netflix. It got canceled, but it's still on there.
All right,
it's a good show, and I don't know, The Tonight Show. I did that for a while, and my Twitter account. I'm at Chase Mitt everywhere. ChaseMitt.
So. There you go. All right. And Chase's parents will be making love on the Queen Mary in 2 weeks, I think, right? Was that April 3rd?
Somewhere. Yeah, they really worked their way up in the big red boat. They finally made it to the Queen Mary.
All right. Megan Conley, SmackDown, Megan Fun of Sports, so much going on.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sal. Thank you, Chase. This was an absolute pleasure. And I'm walking away a winner today. That's and this is nice. Also fitting, too, because we did Big Red Boat. Then there's a boat and the parent trap. I mean, it really does just come full circle.
I should have known. Full circle. I should have known. Yeah. Full circle line. All right. That's going to do it for Laugh Lines for Megan Conley, Chase Mitchell, and Chase's dog, Teddy. I'm Sal saying, remember, it's never funny until someone loses money.